This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Excited to be back with Elite Chiropractic Coaching and Heal. That's right, Dr. Fred DiDomenico joining us. And we're so excited. Hailing from beautiful Newport Beach, California. Is that where you are right now?
Yes, I am. And it's a beautiful sunny day.
Beautiful. Well, excited to have you back. I got to learn so much about you and for the first time met someone who does what you do as a doctor, now teaching doctors and how to heal. And there's a lot to you. So for those that may not know, tell us just a little bit about yourself to start. Thank you.
Well, I was raised Catholic and very traditional. You're Italian. So I was raised in an immigrant Italian home, right? So it was like very Catholic, very, you know, we practiced religion on Sundays, but we had a relationship at home. You know, we had a relationship with God. We prayed about everything. So I had a strong spiritual foundation. So at a very young age, I just had this innate feeling. I told this story last time. I just had this innate feeling that I was here to do something, that I had a purpose, you know. And then, you know, we go to Psalm 139, 16, you saw my days before they were formed. So it's like, imagine, you know, you're watching, you're in the spirit world, you're watching a movie trailer of your life.
Yeah.
And you're going, yeah, put me in, coach, right? And then we come in and we're like, oh my God, man, my dad's an alcoholic. He's beating the crap out of me. Or, you know, you go through all these things. And our personality would never choose what our soul chose, right? Because our soul comes here to evolve, to make a difference on this physical plane, right? So we go through all these challenges, and then we learn over time, hopefully, and this is what we teach in the HEALT system, that we're being divinely guided. Like your spirit, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. We're always being guided toward our soul purpose. If we have that consciousness, then you begin to see the meanings of the things that happened in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
We start to put those together, you know, like, you know, I went through, my mom was an RN, and I just innately, I didn't like taking drugs. You know, she would give us, I mean, if you had a zit, she, in any acne, she'd give you antibiotics. Like every, I mean, if you sneeze once, oh my God, you're getting sick. You know, that's, Italians are a little bit like
totally,
that.
Totally, exactly.
Yeah, what was their remedy? Mangia, mangia. You're getting sick. Eat. Of course, the food you ate, you wouldn't complain about. You know,
so
it's
good.
Like, oh my God.
So good.
Pinching raviolis and rolling gnocchis, you know.
Oh my goodness. It's
but
so
anyway.
I'm getting hungry for pasta right now and gravy.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I innately tended towards natural healing. So I was pre-med in undergraduate college, and then a chiropractic school sent me a pamphlet. And I'm like, chiropractors are dumb, you know. And then I got another one. I'm like, they're stupid, and threw it away. And then I got a third one. I said this on their last interview. And then I went to I knew God was talking to me to be a chiropractor, right? So then I got into, when I found out spine and nervous system is the foundation of health and life of the body, that I could change people's spinal structure, bring it back to its optimal structure, take the stress off spinal cord, allow healing energy to get in your body, and I would see their diseases heal. So, you know, this was back in the late 80s, early 90s. And back then, you know, we would get all the medical leftovers. These are people where medicine said, you're on all these drugs, we don't know what to do anymore. And you have these desperate patients. I had a AIDS patient come in, and this was back in the early 90s when HIV first came out, right? And he was sent home to die on a Friday. They said, you're going to be dead by Monday. He looked like an Auschwitz victim. I mean, he was skin and bones. And his mother was a patient. And she said, I'm taking my son out of the hospital. They said he's going to be dead by Monday. Can I bring him there and you adjust him? And so I'm like, bring him in. First thing I do, pull his chemo shunt out of his chest, get him on a good diet. His mom had to hold him up. He couldn't even stand. I had to carry him out of the backseat.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was almost dead. I started adjusting him. We started feeding him. And he lived for another 2 years. And he was totally normal. His T cells, everything about him was normal. His cancers went away. Everything healed, and he became pretty well known in the AIDS community. And I started getting all these AIDS people in with their chemo bubbles, and you would see this Kaposi sarcoma. It looked like blue cauliflower, purple cauliflower on
Oh.
their skin, like on their arms. And
Okay.
I would just start fixing their spine, and all that Kaposi sarcoma
Would go away.
would go away. And they started bringing in their blood cell, their blood
Blood
tests
work.
of their T cell counts, and their T cell counts went up to normal. And they would bring them to their oncologist, and he would say, "Well, I don't know what's happening." Well, I can tell you, we turned on their energy again.
Yeah.
And then what happened was this: the original patient, he just got tired of being an HIV patient, and he quit coming in. And 6 months later, I got a call from his mother, and I forget his name right now, but I'll never forget the experience. Said he's going to die and he wants to see you. So I went over his house and he was laying in bed, and I literally saw a skeleton with skin on it, and under the sheet, it looked like a skeleton, and it
Yeah.
took all the energy he had, excuse me, to say thank you. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And so with chiropractic, he lived, and without it, he died.
Wow.
And so that became, it's like, okay, there's something here that the world needs to know about. So that's, and then eventually I got into teaching. So that was like physical, emotional healing. And then, and then one day it fell on me. The acronym HEALED. I was trying to develop a 6-step system for rehab. I wanted to trademark a rehab system that I was going to market in chiropractic. And the acronym HEALED came on. And when I thought of HEALED, I started getting all these visions, like in the old days when you had Rolodex and you're flipping through the Rolodex and all the cards are flashing by with all the names. I started getting these flashing visions, and I'm like, oh my God, this is a spiritual system. And then all of a sudden, the name, the acronym, the name came on. Honor God within yourself, exercise loving yourself and others, accept forgiveness, living in now, establish a purpose and mission. And it became a 6-step system to tap into who God created you to be, learn how to love yourself at a divine level, learn how to give love out in the world, release all the pains of your past so you can come into the present moment. And then you could hear the whispers of your spirit of divinity showing you what your soul purpose is. Literally show you why you are here in this life.
Powerful.
Yeah, so I had no idea so I started writing a book. I opened up a Word document and I started with H, honor God within yourself. I'm like, I have no idea what to write.
Yeah.
So I would just pray, and I had, it's kind of like the spiritual industry or self-improvement industry, first of all, is all an illusion because they say, who do you have to become? When the reality is, Genesis 1:27, we're creating likeness and image of God. You're already perfect. You don't have to become anything else than you already are. You just have to let go of what you believe that isn't true about you.
Yeah.
Like, there's only one truth. You're a divine being. Everything else is learned.
Yeah.
And once
Wow.
you can tap into that, then man, your life transcends to a whole nother level. And so I started writing. Now, my core value, and became a best-selling book, You Are More Powerful Than You Think. You can get it on Amazon. And it's an audiobook. But
Wow.
I took all these. Anybody that wants self-improvement or spiritual evolution, what do? We read all the authors, right? Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Eckhart Tolle, all these. But it's like turning over a crossword puzzle on your coffee table. There's all these pieces, but you have no idea how to put the puzzle together.
Ah, so true,
And
right?
so HEALED is a progressive system that if you don't have to know anything, but if you just follow the steps, you climb this staircase to heaven. It's like you're climbing in your spiritual evolution.
Wow. Wow.
So now I've taken, I mean, we have a whole online system. I've taken hundreds of people through it. I mean, we just did an experience 2 weeks ago, and it's amazing the miracle healings that happen. Because once you experience, I mean, we take you through these meditations and things, we actually feel your divinity inside you. And then you learn how to actually love yourself on a higher level. And then by the time you get to A and you realize, man, I'm carrying energy from generations. So we were going through this one meditation and forgiveness, and this one girl, after we go through this meditation, this girl has a breakthrough, and she says, I never realized I've been carrying beliefs and negative energy from relatives 3 and 4 generations ago that I never met. So she had this visualization of generations past, and everybody's celebrating and letting go. She's like, I feel like I just took off a 100-pound backpack that I never knew I was carrying. And she was instantly a different person, a more clear version of herself.
That's fascinating.
Well, especially Italian, man. I mean, how many, like, when you get in cultures, especially cultures that are thousands of years old, like European cultures, right? We don't even realize, man, the things that we say and think that are culturally based that could be so limiting.
Why do you think it is narrow-mindedness, not enough knowledge, or is it also a lot of the companies controlling things? We talked a little about this last time, pharmaceuticals, stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing, we live in a world where there's definitely a bigger agenda. But another thing, when you're looking at cultural beliefs, kids, when they're born, what do they want? They want love from their parents. So what do kids do? They mimic the ideas, even though if they don't agree with them. Now, you're a mom, right? And I don't know if you went through this, because we say, oh, the kids, I'll never do that to my kids. Well, you're torturing me, you know?
And I'm doing the same exact darn things.
Exactly, like you say things and you say them, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I just said that.
Happens all the
Because
time.
they're conditioned into us at a young age, even though we don't agree or agree at the time, we have these conditioned beliefs and conditioned energies. Because we're all empaths, because we're spiritual beings, we feel other people's energy. I have a feeling you're very sensitive to energy.
I think so, yeah.
Then we absorb our parents' energy. So, and one example is about 10 years ago, I had a situation in my life. I was stressed about money, and I prayed to God and I said, God, I know this isn't about money. Show me what this is about. And all of a sudden, I had this out-of-body experience. I was in my dad's body at 8 years old, when he was the youngest of four brothers, when the third brother died of rheumatic fever. And in Italian culture, you keep the casket, an open casket, in your living room for a week, so everybody can come by and view the dead body, right? I mean, that's a bit traumatic. So anyway, I felt my dad's pain when his older brother Tommy died.
Oh,
And it
my
was so
gosh.
intense, I couldn't stand it. I mean, I didn't put myself in that state. I just prayed to God, God, show me. Next thing you know, I'm in my dad's 8-year-old body feeling the pain when his next older brother died. And it was so painful, I couldn't take it. And so I called my dad and I said, Dad, here's the experience I had. I know why you were always so angry when we were kids. Because we grew up walking on eggshells, fearing my dad's anger. And so he said, when Tommy died, I hated God. And he said, the only reason I didn't commit suicide was because of your mom and you three kids. Now, can you imagine? Here's a guy that hates God, But we grew up going to Catholic church every, like, you don't miss a Sunday. I mean, by the time I was 18, I think I didn't go only three times. And so the amount of contradiction and the inner pain, you know, and then I said, okay, I'm carrying around all this anger that wasn't even mine. And because of that experience, I got to let it go.
No.
But I didn't even know I was carrying it. I mean, I could feel my inner anger, and I'm like, why do I feel this way? But after that experience, I finally let it go, and I had it took on a state of more inner peace from that moment on. And so these are things that we take people through, these breakthroughs, where you don't even know what you're carrying, yet you're living this life based on this recorder of conditioned behaviors and energies, and you have these challenges in life, and you wonder, why do these keep pa patterns keep repeating? And they may have different faces, they may have different names, they may have different conditions, but there tends to be an underlying emotion that is really driving our life. And a lot of times it's fear-based, and we don't even realize it. And then people get older, they get cancer, they get these things because you have this emotion that's driving your physical body and driving your mindset and your level of consciousness, and you have no idea. That's pretty intense.
This is so intense. I love these conversations. You're so intense. You have a great energy about you. The fact that, oh my gosh, the story about you channeling into dad and when he was little, feeling his pain. This is real. This is real stuff. And I hope people can learn to tap into that themselves too, because it's all of us. We can all feel this. We just have to let it open, be more open to it, right?
Well, when you pray for wisdom, God will give you a miracle experience. So I have another
Go
miracle.
ahead, please. Go ahead. Love hearing it.
Know, when I got to writing Accepting Forgiveness for Yourself and Others, by the way, you know, I wrote Honor God Within Yourself. I wrote that chapter in about 4 months. And then the next one, Exercise Love Yourself and Others. So the first line says, if I asked you if you loved yourself, what would you say? You know, what would you say? You go, yeah, I love myself. So I thought, yeah, I think I'm pretty cool. And then the next sentence, which I did not write, it came through me, says, if I asked you if you loved yourself like God loves you, what would you say? And I went, I put a period. And first of all, I knew I didn't write that. And then I said, I have no idea what that is. And I said, God, you have to show me. And I literally didn't type. That one chapter took 1 year for me to write because it took me that long to learn to have brief moments of loving myself, what is the highest that I know, which is probably only a fraction of God. But everything changed in my life. Before that chapter, I had a very sarcastic sense of humor. I thought I was being funny. I was very critical of others and judgmental, you know. And I didn't realize it's because I didn't love myself. So after I wrote that chapter, and then you learn your brain doesn't know what's inside of you or what's outside of you. That's why creative visualization works. All it knows is what you're experiencing. Now, your brain is alive. It's neuroplastically rewiring at every moment based on your experiences. So when it says in the Bible, when you judge, you will be judged. It's not because other people will judge you. It's because you're experiencing judgment. And whatever you experience, you're wiring into you. So when you criticize or judge someone else, and you're actually conscious of what you feel, criticizing or judging someone else, it feels painful emotionally. And so when I learned to love myself, I didn't criticize or judge anymore. Because if I did, it was like, why would I go over to the wall of my house and bang my head against the wall 23 times? I wouldn't do that. Why? Because I don't want a knot on my head. I don't want to feel that. Why would I stab myself with a knife? And then criticism and judgment began to feel like that. I'm only hurting myself. And I didn't want to hurt myself anymore. And so I began to see with love. And then I began to see that everybody is on their own spiritual journey with God. There's nothing you can do about it, only accept them as they are, accept their level of consciousness and their journey, because they're here for a purpose that doesn't even relate to you.
Wow.
So why would I take it personally? And then based on that level of consciousness, people are only expressing what they feel. So if a person criticizes you, what do they feel? They're criticizing themselves. If they say something bad about you, or they're resentful or whatever, it's only how they feel about themselves. People are only expressing outwardly what they feel about themselves. And when you understand that, nothing is personal. Now, do I live like that every moment of my life? I would
No.
say a lot of moments of
Not
my life.
all.
But when I'm in my humanity and I take something personally, then I can quickly come back to this isn't about me. And then I move from resentment, pissed off, whatever, to compassion. Because then I look at it like, wow, why are they expressing that? What are they going through right now? You know, they're having a hard time, and then you want to bless them and you have compassion. So now, once I got through that, then I started writing the chapter on forgiveness. So I wrote the title, Accepting Forgiveness for Yourself and Others, because who's the hardest person to forgive? Ourselves.
Always.
Which is why we become critical of others, right? Because we haven't forgiven ourselves. So I wrote, and I'm like, if I'm going to write about forgiveness, and I prayed very deeply and intently for wisdom, and I said, God, I already know how man looks at sin. I spent decades in religion. I want to know how you look at sin. How do you see sin? And I was sitting in my kitchen. Then, the very next second, I'm in Jesus's body, hanging on the cross. I had an out-of-body experience. I was 15 feet up in the air.
Oh my gosh.
I saw this Roman soldier down to my right, and he was mocking me. And of course, Jesus could feel his energy and knew what he was thinking, right? And I could feel the fear in the soldier. And the fear was, what if I am, what if he is who he says he is? And I'm crucifying that him. This could be a problem for me, right? And then the next fear was, what if his message is true and I am who he says I really am, a son of God? Then, God, that all that power, that's fearful to your humanity to realize you have so much more. You're so much more in God's eyes than you think you are in your mind. That could actually be scary to step into our power of who we really are, right? And then down to the right, I saw two women crying, and they were in white robes. My association was it was his mother and Mary Magdalene. And then I saw what
Oh
are they
my goodness.
with them. And then about 15 feet back, there was a crowd that got blurry. There was a huge crowd, and it just blurred into the distance. And then as I was in his body, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Oh my
I
goodness.
felt why he did it and what he was thinking. And that is, God never sees your sin.
No.
Jesus never sees sin. Sin does not exist in the spirit world. And the only sin, and sin, one of the definitions is missing the mark. It's an archery term for missing the mark. The only mark you ever miss is thinking you're only human and you're not divine. And because you're in a lower human consciousness, you act according to your humanity, and everything you do, that's sin, because you're not acting according to your who God created you to be. But it's not being judged by God, it's only judged by humans. And that's why in the Bible it says God forgives your sins from east to west. Why is it east to west? Because east to west is infinite. North and south have a destination, North Pole, South Pole. But east to west is never ending. God never sees our trespasses, He forgives us. God and Jesus never saw your sins. So there's the story in the Bible where he comes upon a woman who's being stoned for infidelity. And he says, Those of you like casting the stones, the first of you that I'm paraphrasing has never committed sin, cast the first stone. So what happens? They all drop their stones and they all walk away. And then he goes to the woman and he says, "Who's left?" And she says, "No one." And he says, "Go and sin no more." He never saw her sin. But what he said was, "Don't judge her, look at yourself. Don't criticize another person until you're willing to look in the mirror. Don't pull a branch out of someone else's, a twig out of someone else's eye when you have a branch in yours." I'm paraphrasing another verse, right? So it's like, don't judge another person's action when if you're not, if you're not living at your best, and if you're living in your divine consciousness, you would never judge them to begin with, because all you see is unity and love. And that was Jesus's message. Now, the whole thing is, the funny part is, here's the funny part. Like, if you think yourself from a comedic point of view of Jesus, where the apostle says, "Jesus, what's the most important commandment?" And he says, "One, love the Lord, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And then number two, love your neighbor as yourself." Because if you love God, which is honor God within yourself, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, you're going to come into a divine consciousness, which means then your ability to love other people and yourself, exercise loving yourself and others, now is automatic. But then later in the Bible, now imagine Jesus, and he's like, "Yeah, I said that. I tried to make it easy, but geez, you guys have no idea how to love yourself." And then he says, "Okay, fine. Let's just simplify this. Just love other people the same way that I have shown you love." Like, can you imagine? "Look, I made it as easy as I can. Love God, love yourself, love other people." And he's like, "Oh my God, they don't get it. They don't know how to love themselves." So just love yourself and love other people like I have loved you. Like, use me as an example. So when he says, "I am the way," Christians determine as he is the only way. But then he says, if you believe in the Bible, it says, "In me." And after that experience on the cross, I say, if you believe like me, then you will do all these things and greater. Why? Because you will step into who God created you to be and live at a higher consciousness that isn't attached to world conditions, because thy will be done on earth as it is in
In
heaven.
heaven, yeah.
That is our only job. Bring heaven to earth through divine love. That's why you are walking in this physical body.
Wow. I this today's conversation is so deep. Holy cow. Oh my gosh. This is amazing. Like, wow, I could just sit and talk to you all day, but we're out of time. Oh my gosh. We have just taken
Sorry.
another few minutes, but wow. See, I wasn't expecting on getting into this and getting so, but wow. So you are like, okay, besides being a doctor, besides being a teacher, who knew how empathic and intuitive and blessed you are in a great way, and
Listen, let me
inspiring
clarify
many.
that. It's all been through pain. Trust me, this isn't like, "Oh, I
But
just walked into the world." No, Jesus walked into the world like that. We had to go through challenges. But a long decades ago, I made a commitment. I want to know who God created me to be.
yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to know what my purpose is, and I want to know who God created me to be. And that leads to a continual evolution.
Yep. So how can we be healed? Talk to us. How do we reach out to
Oh
you?
man,
Thank
well,
you for everything.
I have a whole system online, thehealedsystem.com. I mean, you can Google me, Dr. Fred, DrFred, one, the number one at MSN.com. My phone number is 425-765-3454. I mean, you can email me, call me, you can go to thehealedsystem.com. I mean, if you're a chiropractor, go to EliteCoachingLLC.com. But we're going to bring heaven to earth, man. Now is the time.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much. So inspiring. Dr. Fred, again, pleasure having you here. And thank you for today's uplifting conversation. I hope it inspired many, inspired me. So thank you, really.
Thank you, Jill.
Have a
I
great day, sweetheart,
appreciate
and a great week. We'll chat hopefully next time, okay? Next week
Sounds
again?
great. Yep. Thank
All
you,
right.
world.
Thank you. Thanks for
Appreciate it.
healing. Thanks for the healing,
Blessings to
darling.
you.
Bye,
Blessings
honey. Thank
to
you.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.